Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norepinephrine and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. And welcome back. We have Harley Schlanger here from LaRouche Foundation. Harley, you sent me an article earlier today, a very important article. And, of course, this morning I just tend to watch Fox News to get the idea of what's going on there. And I check also all kinds of other sources, including I have sources inside the government, too, that occasionally contact me or I contact them. So I have lots of ways of finding out what's going on. The latest, of course, is a little tiff back and forth between Biden, who's dismissing that China is a military threat in the future. And, of course, Trump is trying to get a combined military treaty regarding nuclear arms between Russia and China. And he's trying to work out a trade deal parallel to that, which is good, because Trump was trying to realize, just like LaRouche Foundation has for years, that if you have good trade and good relations, you're not likely to go to war. And, of course, the people that are attacking Trump and the masters of chaos are actually putting us in pretty significant danger, because if you're not trading with people that you're dealing with internationally, you're building up armaments for a future possible mistake and something bad happening, i.e. war or death. So I'd like you to comment on that, Harley. Also, you have your article that you sent me earlier. Tell me what's happening. Hello, Harley. Yeah. Oh, there he is. Yeah.
I think the two most important stories of the day, first, Trump and Putin had nearly a one-hour phone conversation today.
Right.
And this was a very cordial discussion. They discussed Venezuela, where Trump said they reached a lot of consensus about how to deal with the situation there peacefully. They spoke about working together on North Korea and Kim Jong-un. And then, as you mentioned, they talked about the renewal of the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Agreement, this time including the Chinese. And Trump said Putin thought it was a good idea to include China in this. And Trump again made the statement he made after Helsinki, which he was attacked for at that time. But what he said is that there's no reason for us to go into a multi-trillion dollars arms race when there are so many other needs that we have in the world. And if we and the Russians and the Chinese can reach agreements so that we don't have to spend money on these weapons that can annihilate humanity, this is for the good of mankind. And he said again, he wants good relations with Russia and China. He was asked repeatedly by the ignorant media, did you tell Putin not to intervene in the 2020 elections? Trump said no. And they said, why not? And he said, Putin agreed with me that they took a mountain and it ended up being a mouse. In other words, that there was nothing to the Russian investigation. And Trump said, I knew that, and Putin knew it because he knew there was no collusion. So here you have once again, the president brought up something very interesting, which is the New York Times was forced to admit that there was an FBI informant that was sent to meet with Papadopoulos.
Oh, yeah, George, I saw the news, too. That was good. You're on top of the news. Yeah.
Yeah. So what you have is, with the Russian question, you have a bunch of insane Democrats going after Attorney General Barr, accusing him of covering up for Trump, essentially saying that, forget Mueller's report, what Mueller really said is that Trump colluded and Trump obstructed. Well, that's not what the report says. And they're trying to turn this into another mountain. And I think this is going to be a disaster. Now, let me just the two other bits of news that I think are important,
right.
One of which I wrote about in my article, was the Pelosi-Schumer meeting with Trump, where they discussed infrastructure. And two things Trump said. One, instead of $200 billion over 10 years, he said minimally $2 trillion over 10 years. Now, it has to be more than that, but that's a pretty good start. And Pelosi and Schumer said they were delighted with the meeting. Trump said he was delighted with the meeting.
Ah.
And then Trump went on to say that the good thing is they're not going to do public-private partnerships because these are scams. Now, that's what we've been saying for a long time, that the public-private partnership is a way to avoid actually spending on cutting-edge technologies, and it's basically putting in toll booths on bridges so that speculators can make money.
Right.
And the important thing here is that some of the Democrats, like Pelosi, even though they don't like Trump, they realize that you're not going to beat him by banging the impeachment drum. In fact, you're going to reelect him if you do that. And you'd be better off putting together some positive proposals, maybe getting something done that's good for the American people, and run on that as opposed to running something purely negative. Now, the third news story, the Maidan Square operation in Venezuela that failed. Guaido, the selected, self-selected, and Bolton-backed new leader of Venezuela, called for a military uprising, for the military to turn against Maduro, to go out into the streets, for the people to turn out en masse, and to have a Maidan Square-style Kiev-Ukraine uprising that would either be suppressed by violence, that would turn the world against Maduro, or would overthrow him. And instead, it fizzled. And this is after Bolton said, this is something that's good. Pompeo was promoting it. It turned out to be a fizzle. Now, that doesn't mean that there might not be some effort to carry out a military attack on Venezuela. But one of the things that's coming out is there are people around Trump who are saying, this is another Bay of Pigs. Stay away from it. Don't allow this thing to blow up and then commit American troops to it, because it's not going to work.
Well, I don't think they need to commit troops. I'll tell you what I would suspect. We know there's 46,000 Cubans, including the private guard and the military forces from Cuba, around Maduro. We know that there's 35,000 special forces Chinese troops there and three hospital ships. We know that there's members of Iran and Hezbollah down there, believe it or not. And they're all supporting, and basically proxies of Russia and China supporting the Maduro government. The fact is that Maduro is opposed by 50 nations, including the local nations of Colombia and Brazil. And Maduro's days are numbered. Now, the problem is, the way to get out of this is not necessary to do military force, which can blow up and become very serious. It's for Donald Trump to basically say, look, we know you have missiles. In fact, I'm going to get a congressperson on the show to talk about this, because he must have got our reports. This is our gentleman, Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart. And it's interesting that his aunt was the first wife of the dictator of Cuba. Interesting. And so he obviously has some Cuban relatives. And he put in the report just yesterday, the Sun, about the Russian nuclear missiles in La Archila Island. Now, I and Dr. John W. Spring have been the whistleblowers for this missile crisis. We have satellite photos and the intel information that's not open to anybody's opinion. John W. Spring was a missile whistleblower in 1962, and luckily was quiet, so they didn't kill him. They thought it was a Russian agent that did this, released this information. They tortured and killed him, the Russian agent. And he was also the whistleblower, John was, in 1987 for the Grenada Island nukes that Russia put in place. Now, you have to understand and look from the Russian perspective. The Joint Strike Fighter, and I mentioned this on previous shows, is not a Joint Strike Fighter. It's a stealth nuclear bomber with 6,600 kilograms. So rather than a missile, this comes in with a radar signature of a bird, can fly in almost Mach 2 and then bomb the hell out of a country. We have 2,700 of them, including even our ally in Turkey has these, and they're now in refurbishment trying to advance them even further. What people need to understand is the way to deal with this is to deal with it on a trade and economic basis. And we can do this, we can ramp it up if necessary, but it's not necessary. My feeling is if Trump simply calls Putin and says, look, pull out your missiles and pull out your troops, and, you know, there are not many Russians. There's a lot of Cubans there, and Cuba basically now is totally dependent on Venezuelan oil. If we just decided to do an embargo and block the oil from coming from Venezuela, the lights are going to go out in Cuba. The Chinese want to deal with us on trade issues, and they want to deal with intellectual property and so on, but part of what China has to do is not violate the Monroe Doctrine, which is putting a regime that's directly supported by Russia or China in our back doorstep. This is dangerous. It also puts not only this current president, but future presidents in danger that something wrong could happen, just like the Cuban Missile Crisis could have fired off a missile and got a countervailing attack by America against Russia, a sort of full-fledged nuclear war. So, you know, we have to understand the fact that somebody has a gun, let's say at a meeting, let's say in the Old West, doesn't mean there's going to be a shootout. It means that they're taking you seriously, that you're a danger to them, and they have their gun at the meeting. And that's why I say we need to understand the perspective of what's going on here. Trump's trying to work out a deal with people that potentially could be exchanging nuclear weapons, Russia and China, at a future date. And he wants to work out a deal to control not only nuclear arms expansion and spread to other nations, including Iran, etc., but also he wants to get a missile defense system that LaRouche talked about many years ago that should be shared with every nation, so nobody needs to worry about being blown up in a nuclear holocaust, or their cells exploding at 50,000 degrees as the X-rays hit, and their cells explode at a superheated storm of debris, and your cells turn to dust.
Let me interrupt you here because I disagree with your analysis in the following way. The U.S. is engaging in a regime change operation. We should not do that. This is up to the people of Venezuela.
I think the people of Venezuela are doing a regime change. They have 4 million have left in the last 4 years.
Bill, they were propped to do this 2 days ago, and they didn't turn out in the streets.
Let me just give you the analysis because I have inside context.
Just went on for about 10 minutes. Let me make the point that I think you're missing here. Trump is opposed to the idea of regime change. While he was busy working on the North Korean situation, the Russian situation, the Syrian situation, people like Bolton, Pence, and Pompeo took Venezuela and tried to turn it into a regime change. Now, this is going against what Trump wants to do, not just with Venezuela, but Pompeo did a tour of 4 Latin American countries and told them they must not let China come in. Now, what about free trade? What about countries having sovereign rights to trade? Pence-Pompeo-Bolton crowd are undermining the sovereignty that Trump is talking about wanting for other countries. The Maduro regime is not a good regime. But if we're going to take out every regime that we think is a bad regime in the world, we're right back to the Bush and Obama policies. And I think that means we'll sabotage the potential with Kim Jong-un. Trump was told, and I have this from someone who's very close to him, Trump was told, if you overthrow Maduro, you're going to lose the possibility of a deal with North Korea. And Trump doesn't want to do that. So his talk with Putin today,
I don't think it's just a trade issue. See, I think the trade is separate. You can divide this. For example, the fact that China wants to expand Belt and Road and do trade with different countries is great. In fact, the idea of making it international is good. What I'm concerned about is that there's some very good evidence, and I have this from my inside sources, that China is working to expand not only its trade deals, but also its military bases overseas. Let me finish. This is important, okay? What I see happening here is China shouldn't have 35,000 troops in supporting the Maduro regime.
They do, actually.
I have all the proof, okay? This is not open to your opinion or anybody else. I have all the intel information, including photos.
The people
and
who are telling you this are the who are opposing the Belt and Road.
I'm not opposed to Belt and Road. In fact, I want Belt and Road.
I know you're not. But the people who are doing this are trying to
undermine. It's not made up. It's not made up. Okay, let me explain. There's what's going on, and you have to understand what's happening with China. Since Trump has been doing tough negotiations with China, the economy and their trade has contracted significantly. If China wants to make a deal, which they do, they're going to respect property rights. For example, about 4 years ago, China made a deal with the U.S.
Corporation. They're moving in that direction right now.
They are, and which is good. But what happened 4 years ago, during the regime, the Xi regime, they had an internal action where they wanted to change the trade arrangements. So if you came in with a U.S. or a European corporation, you hand over your patent and other rights. And before you know it, you had competitor companies making your product in China.
But that's not going on anymore.
I know that, and that's where it's a good move. And I see that these issues can be separated rather than kind of stuck together like you say Pompeo does, right? Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radical, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 115 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. One way or the other has to go or this is going to blow up. I have a feeling mistakes are going to be made here if this isn't stopped. So, very good. You made some very good points. I think what I'm seeing here is I want to make a division. I think that we can have Belt and Road and divide it from the military, but I would like to see Russia and China withdraw their military actions, and I'd like to see a peaceful end to this, because it'll end up very nastily if either the Brazilian military or American... Let me finish. The American military or Brazilian try to go in there and do a regime change. But if Russia and China withdraw their military support because they're working out, you know, international nuclear deals or trade deals, that would be a really good move on their part to actually counter what Trump's wanting to do with a you know, a basically a wreath of peace he's trying to pass to them. Because otherwise, what will happen, if it's not Trump's government, it'll be a future government, there will be some very nasty things happen. And I'm very concerned that mistakes will be made. Maduro definitely has to go. I mean, right now, the people were disarmed by Maduro. And I found this out yesterday from my sources that if you don't support Maduro, you not only don't get medical care and or drugs, you even have your water cut off from your house. So the people are starving to death. And 4 million have left in the last 4 years of Venezuela to surrounding countries. And it's really unburdening Ecuador, Bolivia, and Brazil. It's a mess. And the Russians and Chinese shouldn't support it or prop up the regime, because it's going to eventually get to a breaking point where somebody's going to do something. And that somebody doing something might be, quote, mistakenly misperceived and precipitate a major conflict.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Should the Russians say the United States should withdraw all of their troops, all of our troops from all over the world?
No, they're in their back door. They're basically, being in Venezuela with nukes aimed at America's throat is not a good idea.
What about in Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Ukraine, Poland?
Yeah, we don't have Russian nukes aimed at Russia right now. What happens is with Russia,
we do have military forces that are being moved.
Yeah, we actually destroyed 2,600 nukes.
Defense systems being put into Poland.
Yeah, we actually destroyed in the 90s 2,600 nukes that were going to be deployed in intermediate range. And what Trump wants to do is not only an expanded regular nuclear treaty, but intermediate range treaty with not only Russia but China.
Right, let's talk about what Trump wants to do then, because I think this is
where... I think Trump wants to do something constructive, and I agree. What I see happening, though, is I'm worried that mistakes will be made if this isn't handled properly.
Yeah, well, the way that you avoid mistakes is you take Bolton out, you take Pompeo out, you take Pence out, and you have a negotiation process. And you don't have U.S. officials making threats. And as long as you have U.S. officials making threats...
What threats are they making, though? I mean, you know, honestly,
Bolton,
how can you bring it...
Bolton said Maduro has to go and he's going to be overthrown. Bolton said that. That's a U.S. national security advisor.
Well, I think, I agree with that, but there's several ways of doing it. The problem is it can be done nicely. If Russia and China withdraw, then it can be just, they can have general elections. It can be internationally monitored. And then we'll see if Guaido or someone else gets elected.
That's right. There could be a negotiated settlement, but not if the United States is letting Bolton and Pompeo and Pence handle it. Their bigger issue, they don't care about Venezuela. You think Bolton cares about the people of Venezuela? You think he cared about democracy in Iraq? These guys are neocons. Bill, these guys
are... Well, I understand that, and that's what makes me worried, because Trump is surrounded by some people that I call bad people, that are globalists. And they want to balkanize or break up the Middle East. They want to.
That's why I'm saying the important news today was that when Bolton called for a revolt 2 days ago, it didn't happen. Number one, the military in Venezuela.
Well, I think that was kind of a lame thing when you have an unarmed.
Let me finish. And then Trump talked to Putin, and
right.
Trump talking to Putin is the way to resolve this.
Oh,
not
of course.
Bolton standing on a soapbox. Or some U.S. representative at the United Nations demanding that a country's government be overturned.
Okay, you can't overturn a government when you have a disarmed public. So I don't know why he would make a stupid statement like that, but it is stupid. Because when Maduro 4 years ago disarmed anybody in opposition, by the way, he also, by the way, set up militia forces with people he released from prison, armed them, and even on the Brazilian... Venezuelan border, they're shooting at people trying to get across. Former by Maduro to support the Maduro government. So what I'm concerned about is that Maduro is doing things that are really over the top. And, I don't think that there can be a regime change by American military intervention, but a negotiated end to this foolishness and a free election would be...
That's the point. Bill, you're making my point. A negotiation, diplomatic settlement, as opposed right. to threats, which are coming from Bolton and others.
Well, and Bolton, the these guys are dangerous. Thing, I mean, that's the whole point. That,
but the most important thing about unleashing Bolton like this is right. that it says to Kim Jong-un, don't trust the United States. It says to every other government out there that's had problems with Obama, with Bush, with the neocons, don't trust the United States. Now, Trump is trying to change that. And he's trying to change it under extraordinarily difficult circumstances.
Well, let me fill in a little data with Kim, okay? I have my intel sources that are very classified that in the last 6 months, even after the other meetings were canceled by Trump, that Russia has advanced the rocket systems from Rosatom, which is just outside Moscow, to Kim, including the guidance systems. So Kim, although he's taking the Pyongyang factory down and the old reactor, he's not stopping, even though he's not doing testing, he's not stopping his nuclear advance. Kim is basically propped up completely technologically by Russia and China. And Kim wants America to kind of let off the sanctions before he does anything. He's not going to do anything until China... Well, let me finish. He's not going to do anything until China has a trade deal with America that China likes. Because China is in control of North Korea. North Korea, he can't wipe his butt with the left or right hand unless he asks Xi first by text message. So we need to get real here that North Korea is not by itself this little hermit nation building advanced nuclear weapons. It's because they have the technology, the money, and the fuel and the materials from Russia and China. And so until the deal is made with Russia and China, nothing's going to happen.
The solution to North Korea is the Trump discussion with Xi and Putin.
Exactly.
You're giving too much credibility to people who want to spend the trillions of dollars in the arms business in the United States.
Oh, no, I would change the name of the Department of Defense, which is a stupid name. It should be called the Department of War or the Department of Death, because our advanced systems, and we spend, you know, $750 billion every year in the military, isn't defending us at all. We don't have nuclear shelters. We don't have missile defense. We can't even stop an advanced biological weapon with conventional treatments that they have in hospitals. I worked with the FBI, CDC, and FEMA in the late 90s in Operation Top Off and Dark Winter and War Game simulations with the federal government, so I'm in the know guy. And I can tell you, we are completely incompetent. And so the so-called trillions being spent on the defense is freaking useless. So you're right. Spending more money on the military is not going to make Americans live longer, safer, or anything. It's actually putting us in more danger.
Bill, give me a minute or two to make a point here.
You've been cutting me off repeatedly. Yeah.
Now, the fact that we disagree on this, fine. Let's have the discussion.
The
point is...
Well, no, I agree with you. I think that Trump's discussion is going to make a big difference, but... You have to see the other side of it, what's going on.
Let me talk for a minute, please.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
The bigger picture is that what Trump is trying to do is being sabotaged by people in this deep state, the shadow government.
Oh, absolutely.
They're sabotaging it by making him look like another neocon. And
exactly.
Trump is personally trying to negotiate with Putin, with Xi, with Kim Jong-un, and with Europe to try and break out of this old geometry. Now, when we have people coming forward talking from the old geometry, namely making threats, we don't like you, so you either change, we're going to overthrow you. All that does is reinforce the geopolitical policy of the British Empire. Now, that's what Trump is trying to break. And people like you who know this and who support the right solutions should not give credibility to people who are saying that, well, there's this problem, that problem. Of course there are problems. There are a lot of problems. But most of these problems start with the fact that we've had presidents, the last two presidents in particular, Obama and George W. Bush, who were puppets of this British Empire and its
geopolitics. Absolutely. And in fact, that's the point, is until you get rid of some of these neocons and these globalists around Trump and them making threats, the chances that a negotiated deal with Russia and China become less, and the chances of an accident happening, something really bad, even if we don't militarily invade, is really high. To give an example, let's say Russia perceives that we're going to...
Stop at that for a second before your example. That's the point, what you just said. That's why we have to support what Trump is trying to do and not give credibility to what the neocons are coming at through the side door and the back door with Bolton, Pence, and Pompeo.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, I totally agree. I'm not disagreeing. What I'm trying to say is they need to see the other danger on the other side. In other words, if we don't work this out, bad things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And Trump is basically trying to, is the only negotiator willing to do that?
The Chinese do not have a history of aggression. The Chinese have, as you pointed out, the history of the Silk Road, of trade. This is what they want, and this is what they're trying to do. The last Belt and Road Forum in Beijing, which had 29 heads of state, signed over 400 agreements. Here's an example for you. Mahathir, the president of Malaysia, was cited by the State Department and others as unhappy with the deals that were made with China to prove the Belt and Road was no good. So what did Mahathir do? He went to China, he negotiated with Xi Jinping, and they renegotiated the deals that were more favorable now for Malaysia. And Mahathir gave a speech yesterday where he said the Chinese Belt and Road policy is exactly what the world needs, and I fully support it. That was not covered in a single American newspaper, which covered 2 weeks ago when he said he didn't like the deal because he was afraid it was too much debt being imposed on Malaysia. So the Chinese know they have to make these agreements work for both sides. But that's not what you're getting from the State Department, from
America basically is still a colony in a sense of Britain and of the globalists. And you're right. What's happening is now that Trump has had the Russiagate blow up in the Democrats' face, and they're still trying to push with Swalwell and these other maniacs, the idea maybe he didn't collude, but he actually was, trying to...
They're still saying that he colluded.
I know that. I know it's just insane. And basically, now Trump has dug his heels in. He's not going to cooperate with any subpoenas. My guess is what's going to happen is the Democrats are going to commit geopolitical suicide, but there's a year and a half now where we should be negotiating trade deals and nuclear deals and other things to kind of restabilize things, because we've lost 2.5 years of negotiating with Russia because of Russiagate. We've lost 2.5 years of negotiating with China because of the distraction of this witch hunt. And now with the Uber and the Horowitz reports coming out in June, we're going to start seeing the hunters becoming the hunted. And that includes, by the way, people that Trump has around him really close that are making these crazy statements. Because, for example, I heard a statement about 3 weeks ago that Bolton was saying that what Trump should do is, before he even does a military operation, he should just come in with aircraft and carpet bomb Venezuela. It's like, are you nuts? What the hell's wrong with you, boy? And the Russians have nukes aimed at us, so do you want to precipitate a nuclear exchange and then we have nukes going at our cities and their cities? That can happen. People think, well, that can't happen. Listen, one of my friends was the director of Radar Command at NORAD, Colonel Lynn Wells, and he had his Bible on top of Huey, the supercomputer that would start launch on command sequence, and it was tabbed as Psalm 91.1. He was under the wings of the Most High God, Psalm 91.1. Which was 9/11. Before 9/11 happened, he showed me that verse, and that became one of my favorite verses in the Bible. People need to understand mistakes happened. There were Russian nuclear radar experts that basically just knew intuitively not to launch when there was a mistake, and they thought somebody was coming in and it was an asteroid or something else happening in the upper atmosphere. And thank God they didn't, because mistakes can cause nuclear exchange. And right now, this is a very dangerous time for us. If we don't have someone like Trump trying to negotiate to kind of restabilize the situation. And it's like my great-great-grandfather owned the largest caravan and his family for thousands of years. It went from Damascus, Syria to China. It's because we had trade, we didn't have war. We had war with the Mongols, we did not have war with China, which easily could have invaded the West, couldn't they? So, trade prevents war, doesn't it? So I agree with you. I just think that Trump is surrounded by a bunch of maniacs that are making the situation harder to negotiate. How's that?
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases.
CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with oat toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Come on. So we need to turn the volume down for Pence, Pompeo, and Bolton. Turn the volume up with Trump. The problem is the media. We're pushing Russiagate for the last 2.5 years, and basically this is the reason why there are joint military operations between Russia and China. This is the reason why Russia and China probably are getting more paranoid. We see actions in Venezuela that are concerning, but the real issue is you make treaties with your potential enemies, you make dinner with your friends. And we need to have negotiations get going. We need the volume turned up for Trump talking to Putin for an hour and to Xi and actually having more meetings. And we know that once these things happen, North Korea will disarm. The Russians and Chinese will do trade through the Belt and Road with South America without building giant military bases in our sphere of influence, violating the Monroe Doctrine. But these things are only going to happen if Trump's volume is turned up and these so-called cohorts, Bolton, Pompeo, and Pence, is turned down, because an intervention, which would be like a Bay of Pigs intervention, is going to turn out very badly and could precipitate a nuclear war. And your response to that? Because I think we need to get Trump to be more Trumpian and his volume turned up. And now that the Russiagate thing is over, and I think that Trump now can be more of himself talking to Putin and to Xi and getting things sorted out.
Number one, the Russiagate thing is not over because the Democrats are not going to let it die. The media is not going to let it die.
Until, no, I didn't say that.
Until Trump comes out and meets with Bill Binney and says there was no Russian meddling. Until that's taken care of, the Democrats are going to keep saying Russia meddled. And you get someone like Rush Limbaugh, who's defending Trump in some ways very effectively. But then what does he say? He said the Democrats conspired with the Russians. Well, Putin didn't do that. Actually, I heard Limbaugh say tonight it wasn't Putin who did this. Well, he's been implying for 2.5 years that Putin was working with Hillary. Now, that's just not the case. The Russians had very little to do with the 2016 election. The British had everything to do with it.
Right.
Trump has to focus on the British Empire.
Even Papadopoulos, this so-called agent that was a young female who hardly spoke English, that was trying to get him to turn, trying to find his Israeli connections and trying to see if she could dig to find some way of connecting him to Russia.
If this is all FBI. British.
Right, this is all FBI. These are agents working for the British. And she was actually working, apparently, supposedly an assistant for someone at Cambridge University in Britain, because she's working through Five Eyes.
She was working for Stefan Halper, who was an FBI informant and MI6 operative.
Right.
You know, look, LaRouche Pack has put the story out thoroughly, and it's never been disproven. In fact, what's occurring now is that what we reported going back 2 years is now being confirmed in spades. Number one, the British, through GCHQ, the NSA equivalent in Britain, and through MI6 operative Christopher Steele, launched an operation against Trump, laundered through John Brennan and James Clapper.
Right.
Involved in this were four or five top British operatives, like Stefan Halper, his assistant, who was an FBI operative who was trying to set up Papadopoulos and Carter Page.
Right.
There's Joseph Mifsud, who is another CIA British MI6 operative. Alexander Downer, who was very close to Bill Clinton. He was the one who had Australia give $25 million to the Clinton Foundation. Downer was the representative of Australia in the United Kingdom. These are the three people, Halper, Mifsud, and Downer, who planted the story of Russian hacking. And this was then taken to Mueller, who said this is proven because CrowdStrike said it. Now, CrowdStrike, first of all, is an incompetent operation. Secondly, it's tied to Israel and to the British, and it was paid by the Clinton campaign, and it's anti-Putin, and they were the only ones who looked at the computers and they said it was the Russians. But they never presented the evidence. So Trump has to go out and say it wasn't the Russians that intervened, it was the British. Secondly,
well, the British managed to get some Russian agents that were not up to Putin to collaborate with him on and stupid evidence that any idiot could look at and say, well, why did you proceed with this with the FISA courts? So you're absolutely correct. This is totally a British operation. But Trump mentioned this last week. He mentioned on one of his comments that he knew that this entire witch hunt was British operated. Exactly. He said it himself. Trump did.
So, but he's got to stick with that and be more vocal. You're right about him being more vocal. Secondly, he's got to move ahead with meetings with Putin and Xi Jinping. The Trump personally wants to work with the two of them. He trusts them on a personal basis. You know, he didn't get to be a leading businessman based on faulty judgment. He has a sense that he can work with them. And this goes back 20 years in comments he's been making. We were looking at some of the interviews he did in the 1980s, where he said, even during the Soviet time, that we should be able to work with the Russians. So he has a long-time commitment to peace. Now, where some of this comes from is from his uncle, who was an early and was involved, his father's brother, who was involved in the Manhattan Project. He was one of the people who developed the science behind radar.
Right.
And so Trump has a proclivity to do what's right. Now, once you recognize that, you look at his UN speech last September, when he mostly focused on the importance of sovereignty, the fact that every nation has a right to act sovereignly in the interests of its own people. Not just the United States, but every nation. Now, if you negotiate with others on that basis, you're not going to have a lot of problems. And if there are countries that are truly rogue nations, it will come out when you negotiate with them and they absolutely reject any effort for peaceful settlement. Now, we haven't tried that with Venezuela. We haven't tried that with Iran yet. But we should do that. And I think Trump is strong enough that he could do that, with the help of Putin and Xi Jinping, the same way they got Kim Jong-un to the negotiation table. So those are the immediate steps. Now, the other point I made in my article is that the Democratic Party is splitting over the question of impeachment versus coming up with a program. The
right.
problem the Democrats have is they have no program. The Green New Deal is a disaster. They have no approach to funding infrastructure. They have this fantasy about pay-as-you-go, which is about as stupid as the public-private partnership.
Right.
And what I identified in my article is what LaRouche said back in 1997 when he laid out a strategy for a national credit policy that would then be extended through a new Bretton Woods, so we would globally have governments creating credit for physical production. That's what the Chinese picked up. That's why the Chinese...
Well, they did that after 2008. They didn't do what we did, which is pour money into big banks to make them fatter like a pig at getting ready
That's
for
right.
market. What the Chinese did is pour $500 billion into infrastructure, including high-speed rail, and we didn't.
Yeah, and this is why Lyndon LaRouche is highly respected in China and Russia, because he went outside the matrix, so to speak. He didn't stick within the failed policies of the old paradigm. Now, many people talk about the post-petrodollar era. We're really in that right now, but it's not that we're going to necessarily dump the dollar. The Chinese have no interest in dumping the dollar because they have so many of them. What should happen, and this is something that Liu He is talking about, and also Jack Ma, how about if the Chinese took some of their U.S. Treasury holdings and put them in a U.S. infrastructure bank as seed capital to help spending to come up with funds for U.S. infrastructure? There you would have an immediate move toward peaceful cooperation.
Right. And we should. And by the way, the infrastructure should include rebuilding at least 10,000-plus bridges, roadways that are deteriorating because of weather, et cetera, high-speed fiber-optic cable everywhere instead of a more 5G network, and improvements in high-speed rail, which the Chinese now have advanced technology they got from Bombardier and others. Now, they can now go at about 480 kilometers an hour through many of their high-speed rail. I think they're up to about 40,000 miles in China now that are covered
it's
by
high-speed. It's actually 26,000. They intend to be at 40,000 by 2025. But
right.
they have the new trains that are going 451 kilometers per hour.
Right.
And they're now making these available. They're actually going to build a factory in Malaysia, which will have trains that can run at 420 kilometers per hour, built by Malaysians and work in common with Chinese engineers and Malaysian engineers.
By the way, when that happens, you'll have sleeper cars, you'll have restaurants, you'll have all kinds of things in these high-speed rail cars. And a lot of people choose to use the rail car rather than fly, which is going to be much more convenient.
Well, and it also then creates what the Silk Road did, which is called corridors of development, where people from different cultures will be traveling through other lands. Even if it's on a high-speed rail, then people are going to want to stop. They're going to want to see what the rest of the world looks like. And this is where you can have benefits for India, Pakistan, for Kazakhstan, Tajikistan. This is the way you connect
it's
the
just
world.
It's a 21st century version of the Silk Road, isn't it?
Yeah.
And yeah, in other words, it's part of their culture. You see, the culture of the British is conquest and empire. The culture of the Chinese is advancement in trade and technology. And, you know, some of the things that are happening in America, including the collaboration of our tech companies to suppress by social rating Chinese citizens, is another area of negotiations I'm sure Trump can get happen, because there's 13 million citizens in China that are basically, in a sense, uncitizens now. They can't get on a train or plane or get a job because they're considered unfavorable by social rating by the Chinese PLA. Those things can be negotiated away the same way as Chinese population control policies, which are basically killing them. I had Gordon Chang on a few weeks ago, his book called The Coming Collapse of China, and it's primarily a democratic collapse. And they basically say they don't understand that they have somewhere like 36 million excess Chinese males versus females, and the only way they can have a bride is if they go to Malaysia or some other place like the Palestine to get a bride. And so the China is, in a sense, a country demographically committing suicide, and their one-child policy has gone to two, but they need to stop all this population control foolishness and decide
Bill, on all of these things, the intellectual property, things of that sort, the Chinese are moving in the right direction.
Oh, they are. They're moving. They need to be helped by us, though.
Even people like Peter Navarro, who doesn't like China, has admitted that the Chinese have made enormous concessions to make this trade deal work. So I think
I think they will with Trump. I think Trump's the guy that could do it, right?
Well, he can, but the problem now is not U.S. and China. The problem is the British influence that remains in the institutions. The swamp is a British swamp. And unless Trump takes his promise seriously to drain the swamp, he's not going to succeed. But what we just outlined in terms of going after the British, in terms of going with a national Hamiltonian credit policy, a new Bretton Woods, a four-power agreement, Trump working with Putin and Xi, these are the solutions. Now, the problem Trump has is the Democrats are going to oppose him, as will most of the Republican Party. But he doesn't care about that. He goes to the people, and he's got to do that as often as he can.
I think in the next 2 months, when the Uber and the Horowitz reports come out, and when Barr starts prosecuting the Hunters, the Democrats are going to have to pull the horns in. If they want to have any basis to even get elected, they have to have infrastructure. They have to start negotiating. So although Trump put out this big carrot last weekend by meeting with Schumer and Pelosi, they need to stop smiling unless they stop investigating like crazy Trump and his family, and start working on infrastructure and things that are good for America. With the unemployment rate is the lowest in 50 years. The rate for blacks, Hispanics, and women is the lowest ever. And the stock market's doing well. And even Trump, despite all these things, his approval is now over 50% again.
Well, what you should do is post my article, which goes through these things.
I will. I'm going to post it up. It's important. And let's look at all these little facets of this gemstone of what is happening, what's going to happen. But Trump's the right guy to have in there now if he can neutralize and turn down the volume of his so-called cohorts that are beating the war drum. That will not accomplish anything except a lot of death and destruction, right?